Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Big gate of action. I should recall it the big gate of consistent action. Every day, challenging yourself to improve. Every day. Now, notice, no one likes that. Because you feel like, every day, Brent? I'm like, every day? And you're like, but I had a terrible day. Okay, well then improve how you experience that day. See, I can have a terrible day, and at the end of the day, I can go, okay, 2 years ago, here's how I would have dealt with that terrible day. Today, how can I improve how I deal with this terrible day? It doesn't mean you don't have terrible days anymore, does it? It doesn't mean you're not tired. It doesn't mean you don't get stressed. It doesn't mean you don't get frustrated. What it means is you have the intention to ask, oh, how can I improve how I'm dealing with this? Have you ever been in a relationship where you and your partner, your spouse, have the same fight over and over and over and over and over and over again? It's literally the same fight over and over and over and over again. No, it's literally the same fight over and over. You ever had that? That, what's lacking is somebody there is lacking the accountability and the consistent action to say, how can I improve this? How can I do it? What's happened is it's turned into a blame game, right? This person's responsible, not me. No accountability, no action. I don't have to improve it. You improve it. You broke it. You cheated. You're the bad one. You're the one bringing this up. And all of a sudden, you, blame, blame, blame. No accountability. I don't have to change. No action. If both couples get into that, that's where couples therapy has to happen, because they're both in the blame game. They've both taken the accountability off. They believe the lie that, you know, relationships have to be 50-50 equal. No, relationships actually mean 100-100. You're 100%, you're responsible for yourself. I'm 100% responsible for myself. And it takes 100% to keep improving this thing and making it better year over year. I think that's what people forget. It's not like huge dramatic shifts always need to happen. What has to happen for most people to change? Awareness, acceptance, and accountability. And then just small, consistent actions to improve, right? It's like, it can be so tactical and tangible. I think of like, you know, my career as a coach, I just try to get better every session. It doesn't mean I'm always actually better every session. It's my intention. I'm going to get better. Every session with this client will get better. Sometimes it feels like it goes two steps back. Luckily, it's three steps forward at some point. And so I don't pretend that every day is a bright, shiny, happy place. I just pretend that every day it's possible to improve my reaction, to improve my energy, to improve how I treat this person, to improve how I stay congruent, right? It is that constant desire, that constant intention to have purposeful living. And no one has purposeful intention or purposeful living and decides, you know, I don't want to improve today. You can accept yourself and still want to improve today, right? The Dalai Lama can be fully accepting of himself, but he can also want to improve his meditative practice, right? We all have that impulse to grow, improve, develop mastery.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now, the next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now. So here's my question. If you could take just small actions every day to improve this month, could you make a list right now of what those small actions could be? Could you make a list of where those things would be? Just some small actions. If it was health, maybe you're like, okay, I'm going to meditate every day at 2 o'clock. Great. Just to get your mental health back in check. Or it's like, you know what? It's my finances. I'm going to start saving $1 a day. Or you're like, if it's in your relationships, I'm going to start complimenting my wife more. All those things consistently applied shift everything. The small actions compound into big character changes, right? I and my clients, when I think about them, they're a result of a lot of conversations that awareness opened, acceptance happened, accountability was taking place, and then we just moved them forward a little bit. Moved them a little forward. Small actions. And over a period of weeks and days and months, as we developed them, all of a sudden they were like feeling better and reporting these astounding results. You know, in our certified high performance coaching program, we have a score, which is basically a client driven score of how they rate each session. And they can score on a 0 to 10 basis. The industry average is somewhere around a 6.7, maybe to 7.8. depending on the certification or the school. Ours is a 9.7 out of 10. Why? Because we focus on habits. We focus on high performance habits, and they're action oriented, right? If you ever read High Performance Habits, the research behind that is pretty clear. These are action oriented. High performers seek clarity. They generate energy. They raise necessity, right? They develop influence. They demonstrate courage. Each of those first words, did you ever hear that? They were verbs. They're action words. Seek, generate, raise, develop, demonstrate. Got it? It's like as we do those things, oh, okay. What happens, it feels like all of a sudden life transforms over 12 weeks in certified high performance coaching. We coach people for 12-week sessions. And sometimes it's 12 weeks and we keep going. Sometimes it's 12 weeks and we're done, just depending on the client. And what happens is it's like dramatic transformations because we're putting them back in that action gate, right? A lot of people, the difference sometimes between their counseling or their therapy or their conversations with their family or their friends, it's very ruminative. It's lots of conversation, lots of things. We're high performance coaches. We're going to shift people back into that action mindset without asking crazy transformation, but across a series of habits for us, as we help them shift into action in their psychology or their physiology or their productivity or their people skills, what ends up happening is it feels like everything goes up. Everything shifts. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with 3 of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think. and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.